So pretty much that's the explanation for this. I think some of you used to what we do in the class. So with that, let's just start with the answers, the questions and answers. And today's first question is, how big is Japan? And who wants to answer first?
Okay,
you're gonna be brave? All right, good. So, you know, let me just ask you then, how big is Japan?
The land area of Japan is about 380,000 square kilometers.
Okay.
Which is very close to the California's land area.
Okay.
And also, I believe, the very close to the UK's land size.
Okay. Good. All right, that answers the question. Sure. All right. I know they mentioned here about the coastline. Do you see that? In this answer that they give on the model answer, it talks about how long Japan...
Oh, yeah. How long?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you know how long is Japan from north to south?
North to south, it's around 3,000 kilometers.
Okay, right, 3,000, but they say in the book here, 3,500, okay.
The land shape is very slim.
Okay, right.
Not round, not square, but slim.
Right, long and slim.
From north to south.
Right, good, okay, good. In this answer they have here, again, words that you might not like to say. And as a teacher, I can tell you the pronunciation for this word they give here is Japan's archipelago.
Archipelago.
Right. Now, you don't have to say that word. All you need to say is Japan stretches around 3,500 kilometers from north to south. And if you look at the textbook, they have Japan's archipelago stretches some 3,500 kilometers between the northernmost and southernmost points. That's fine also. It might be a little longer and, you know, more complicated to say. But if you memorize that and say it correctly, it's fine. I'm thinking another alternative is to say, you know, Japan stretches. We don't even need to say Japan's archipelago, because archipelago is a long stretch of land, okay, with some islands and
what
things.
What is comparable?
Archipelago. If you look in your model answer.
Archipelago.
Right. And students have a lot of trouble pronouncing that. Okay, so I'm saying if you have trouble pronouncing it, then you don't need to say it. That's all. Japan stretches. Japan's archipelago stretches. Same thing, really. Okay? So again, think about how you want to answer this. You know, in a conversation class, you practice archipelago. But at the guide test, they're going to listen to the words you use. And if you're not pronouncing them correctly, again, then that might be a problem. So choose the words you use for your answers, is what I'm saying. Okay, and this is a word that many students have trouble with, and it's not really a necessary word. Okay, good. Let me ask you, how big is Japan?
Japan covers a total land area of about 378,000 square kilometers, and it stretches about 3,500 kilometers from northeast to southwest. Mm-hmm. And it is little smaller than California and almost same as Norway in size. And it lies at about the same latitude as Southern Europe and U.S. mainland. And for example, Japan's southernmost point is the same as Texas and Louisiana, and the northernmost point is almost nearly same as Vancouver in Canada. But Japan is a long, narrow chain of islands.
Okay, good. All right, that's a good answer, sure. Good. When you make a mistake with your numbers, correct your mistake, right? That's fine if you make a mistake first, that's no problem. As long as you correct your mistake, I think you said, 3,700. 378,000. That's fine, because you did it. It's not a mistake in the end, right? So that's what's important, is you correct.
Do you remember the figures?
Yeah, so that That's why sometimes, yeah, be careful, because sometimes I've asked students, how big is Japan? And they're, oh, it's 378 kilometers. I go, 378 kilometers, that's a long line. That's a very short, long line compared to the size of Japan. So don't be nervous. Think of the numbers. Practice saying them out loud. 378,000 square kilometers. And then you're probably safer. Around 380,000 square kilometers is also fine. Okay, good. Yeah, it's interesting. Students, in this answer, do many comparisons. As I say, some compared with the United States, some with the UK, Norway, or not the United States, excuse me, California, and then Norway, and you said German or UK. Some other students say Germany. Some students say Japan is 1/25th the size of the United States. And that's okay. It's probably not incorrect information, but it's hard to think how big is that, 1/25th. So the size of California works, or Germany, or some of these countries. So that works pretty well. Good, so that was a good answer. Let's go to question two. Why don't you just keep it and then just pass it back? You could keep it. Is that okay? Then you just pass it back and forth. Okay, let's go to question two. It says, tell me about the topographical or the geographical features of Japan. Okay?
As I mentioned, Japan is a long, narrow chain of islands.
Okay, is a long, narrow chain of islands.
A long, narrow chain of islands.
Good, okay.
The Japanese archipelago runs almost 3,000 kilometers from northeast to southwest, and it's a little smaller than California. And Japan has four main islands. And about 6,800 smaller islands, some of which are inhabited. And about three quarters of Japan's land area is mountainous and covered by forest.
Mm-hmm. Covered by forest.
Covered
okay.
by forest. And the amount of flat area available for cultivation and urban development is very limited, and nearly 100 to 30 million people lived in their confined area in
okay.
the urban cities.
What, 100, what is 140 million or?
Oh, 140 million, if I remember right.
Japan?
Yep.
Population.
Population?
I don't think, is it that big? I think it's 120?
Oh,
28 or something, yeah, 128
it's
million.
Decreasing.
Yeah, it's decreasing actually, yeah. Okay.
Nearly 120.
Almost 130 million people. Is that easy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Let's see. I think you said, did you say some are inhabited?
Inhabited, some of which are inhabited.
I think it's uninhabited.
Uninhabited. Oh, excuse me, not inhabited.
Not inhabited, okay.
Yes.
But you're correct, some are inhabited, that's true. People live there. But I think what people want to emphasize is people don't live in some islands. That's another way you could say if you don't. So on some islands, people don't live, right? On some islands, nobody was living. So, okay, so be careful with that. Okay, good. I think, yeah, in some of these answers, they talk about how many mountains there is. And Japan is, what, almost 70% mountainous? Almost 70% of the land is covered by mountains. And then they have plains or 13%. Well, if you add 60 or 70 and 13, it doesn't become 100. Right, and if you look in the model answer number two, 67 and 13 do not add to 100. And I think what, as she was saying, the difference is, you know, around 70% is covered by mountains and forest, and then the rest is, the 13% is what she said, arable land, which means land that people can use to grow food and live on, even though some of it's, you know, maybe a little hilly or something, it's hard to live on and grow crops. So therefore, there's not much land to grow crops on and to live. So that's maybe limited to 13%. And I think that's why in this model answer they have here, They have 67% mountains, 13% count for plains. And that means land area that can be used for agriculture and things, because these figures don't add up to 100. Okay, good. Let me have you answer the same question. Tell me about the geographical features of Japan.
Japan is surrounded by the sea, and as I said, it's Japan's shape is very slim.
Okay.
From north to south, there are many islands. Mainly four islands, and then over 7,000 small islands. So it's a kind of archipelago. And in Japan, we have many, many rivers and lakes. And the river are very short.
Okay, rivers.
Rivers are short and steep.
Okay.
And it's surround the land, the three-fourths of the land is mountainous regions. So
okay.
The inhabitant area inhabitable area is limited, which is almost 13%.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Good. just one comment is that you said Japan is mainly four islands. And that's probably say Japan has four main islands is better. Yeah, mainly four islands. I mean, there's mainly four and then just a few more. But actually, there's 6,800. So Japan has four main islands. Right. What are the names of the four main islands?
Honshu, okay. Hokkaido, Kyushu, and Shikoku.
Right. Okay. So sometimes people mention the names. Sometimes if they don't, that's fine for this question. That's good. Okay. So I think your answers are fine. In this answer, finally, before we go to the next one, there is one word that students have trouble pronouncing, and it's the word mountainous. Mountainous.
Mountainous.
Yeah. For some reason, this again is another word that constantly people have trouble pronouncing. It's mountainous. I don't want to say the wrong. I'll say the. A lot of students say mountainous, right? I hear mountainous or. Yeah. It's mountainous with the accent on the first one, and the tennis becomes weaker. So mountainous. Now, if you don't like this word, you know, my trick is to change. So Japan has many mountains. Okay, just simple junior high school English. Sometimes you're safe, right? Rather than trying to mispronounce a word, you just say junior high school English and you're safe. So Japan has many mountains. 70% of Japan is mountains. And you didn't say the word you have, you know, mountainous. Okay.